thank you so much for listening to another episode of CX Chronicles Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Brady Chisana. Tune in each week as we listen to amazing customer-focused business leaders from across the world sharing their personal stories about their teams, tools, process, and feedback. Check us out at cxchronicles.com today or listen on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. Huge thanks for listening to another episode of the CX Chronicles podcast. We are here to make happiness a habit. You guys already know the problem. Globally, companies are losing over $75 billion per year due to poor customer experience and service. Over 90% of companies in the U.S. have a dedicated customer success and experience role. That means that millions of us are delivering customer-focused experiences every single day. Ask CXC how we can help your business. Number one, content. We have done a ton of work with podcasts, books, webinars, how-to guides, living playbooks, and more. Number two, our strategic partners. We are partnered with some of the world's leading technology, helping companies master their customer experience. And number three, our CXCS RevOps services. We help with team assessments, tech stack management, FAQ curation, customer-facing training and support, and feedback and customer listening as a service. Check out CX Chronicles today. Customer Contact Week is the premier event series in the customer care industry, attracting thousands of attendees worldwide. Founded in 1999 as Call Center Week, CCW has become a hub for customer experience and CX and contact center leaders across the world. With a well-rounded program of conferences and expos, attendees participate in 4 days of learning, networking, and innovation. CCW brings together over 5,000 attendees, 245 solution providers, and over 250 expert speakers. The event provides a unique opportunity for attendees to learn from the best in the industry, network with peers, and gain insights into the latest trends and technologies. CCW is presented by the Customer Management Practice, CMP, a leading market intelligence firm for the customer management industry, providing comprehensive research, marketing, and business development for organizations dedicated to serving the customer management sector. Please join us at CCW Las Vegas 2024, June 4th through 6th. CX Chronicles will be there, and we are pumped to meet with all of you. Hey guys, how we doing? I'm your host, Adrian Brady Chisana. This is a CX Weekly Update. So guys, in today's CX Weekly Update, I wanted to, a couple of things. There's been a bunch of awesome conversations I've had with different customers and different prospects over the last few weeks, all centered around the idea of how do you build really incredible voice of customer dashboards and reporting, right? How do you get better at managing your customer and your user feedback so that you know exactly what to build, you know exactly what to invest in, you know exactly what your customer, frankly, wants to see your business or your service or your product doing a better job with. So I figured today, take a couple minutes to kind of just chat through voice of customer, right? VOC. And it's become a super popular topic. Everybody's always talking about it. People are always asking about it. So let's start off with some of the basics. Number one, you got to think about how you're going to map your current customer data sets, right? Because if you're thinking about how you're going to build an appropriate voice of customer report or dashboard, or you want to see a better view of your customer portfolio, your customer portfolio health, or your customer segment health, you need to understand where all the customer data lies, right? So start with the CRM. Start with your initial customer base. Thinking about all the granular details of customer names, customer details, your lifetime value in dollars, right? You want to know who's the most valuable, who's the least valuable. Customer health, if you have it. And if you don't have it, this is what we're getting through today, is how you're going to actually build some of the variables to build that customer health, right? What's a green account? What's a yellow account? What's a red account, et cetera? You got to think about which products or which services each one of these customers has bought, right? You got to know the things that actually made that person or made that buyer engage with your business, right? So you got to understand which products and services are built. POC management, point of contact management. Like, it is amazing how many companies we work with here at CX Chronicles that when you start to ask about POC management or POC scoring or point of contact, just general information, you get a bunch of blank stares, right? You have to know who's your executive champion, who's your project champion, who are the different people within a business or within an account that are actually consuming the product, using your software, using your services, right? So POC management's huge. And the customer communications, right? This is the easiest place to start, right? You go through every single one of the customers that has worked with your business in the past, and you understand every phone call, every email, every text message, every touch point that you've had with that business, and you dig into the weeds and you understand exactly what's working and what isn't working. This is how you arrive at account or customer preferences and details. So that's the first part. Number two, understanding your supporting data. There's often gold to be found in your support tickets, guys, right? So a lot of people that don't think that your tickets sitting inside of HubSpot or Zendesk or Intercom are important, you're definitely wrong. There is a tremendous amount of signals that fall inside of these tickets, whether it be trends, whether it be segments, whether it be different merging types of issues with your product or your service. Leverage your ticket data, right? You have to understand what breakdowns or issues your customers experience. And you got to understand where the volume's happening, right? Where are people experiencing the most issues on a regular basis? And then keeping track of your common breakdowns or your struggles with your products or services. And by the way, if your ticket data ain't guiding some of your product team or your engineering team's roadmaps, then somebody better have a conversation with your CTO, right? Because we see this constantly, guys. We see engineering teams building in a bubble, not talking to any customers whatsoever, knowing everything about everything under the sun, right? In terms of how something should be built, how it should be delivered, how users should be using it, without talking to customers who pay your business and pay their high salaries, frankly. Watch out, AI. They're coming for you, engineers. Just kidding. But really, it's understanding and making sure that you're seeing a connect of the issues and the common instances that customers are continuously having problems with and how you're fixing that back into your product, right? And then you're tying customer data together. So you're tying all of these different things together. Next big part is just making sense of the data that you already have, right? So how does your company assess the customer data that you've already collected today? Like, take a minute to think about this, guys. How many of you are actually going out of your way to collect customer feedback on a regular basis? Every transaction, every month, every quarter, every year, however you guys are doing it. But how many of you are actually taking the time to ask for how your business is doing and how you can do a better job? Who's in charge of sharing these insights, trends, and themes with your business? Do you already have somebody that's working in a head of CX role? Do you have someone who's leading customer success? Do you have someone who's leading customer support? Is he or she the one that's every single solitary week or every single solitary month is sharing a trends report? And then how often are those shares happening, right? Because the biggest thing that I'm always talking with our clients about at CX Chronicles is like, one of the biggest gains to CX is having an informed business and an informed team that shares tribal knowledge about the good, the bad, and the ugly with their customers on a regular basis. That is how your business improves. That's how you build a culture that's constantly trying to innovate and constantly trying to get better. Understanding what you need to begin to measure and manage, right? This stuff is an evolution, guys. Not everybody gets here overnight, right? So like customer metrics and customer engagement is one of these things where it can be very difficult to understand sort of how you know exactly what needs to be counted or what needs to be measured or which metrics or which KPIs are going to be the most important. Bottom line is this: start. Right? Start. What are the metrics and the KPIs that are working on your marketing side? What are the metrics and KPIs that are working on your sales side or the primary activities? What are the metrics and KPIs that you care about on the customer success side? And then what are the metrics and KPIs that you care about on customer satisfaction side? Once you get through all of these different themes, now you're in a position where you can start building out your initial VOC report or your initial VOC dashboard. Focus on the metrics that matter the most to your business. What are the activities or the key energy spends that your team is doing on a daily basis that equals dollars for your business, retention for your business, upsell, cross-sell opportunity for your business, and frankly adds to the rising valuation of your business. Starting with the data that you already have. Nobody's data is beautiful, guys. I'm so sick and tired of hearing, well, our data is not clean and our data is ugly and our data, everybody's this, guys. Everybody's this. You got to start somewhere, right? So start with the data that you have and start to begin to understand how you can work your muscles for surfacing and socializing the activities and leading indicators for your customer success and your customer experience expectations. And then lastly, thinking about how you're going to socialize these VOC reports. Start holding a monthly VOC meeting with your customer-facing and non-customer-facing teams. Hey, CEOs, give someone else the microphone for a second. We love to hear all of you guys talk. We get it. You got everything under the sun figured out in the world, but like, give someone else the microphone. Let somebody else in the business talk for a minute about the things that they're seeing your customers do. We get it. Vision is super critical. We got to know where we're going. We understand that. But what about where we are right now? Let somebody take the charge and let somebody take the lead in reporting out what's happening with your customers, the good stuff, the bad stuff, and the ugly stuff, right? You need to also really get good at capturing different customer stories each month, guys. Nobody everybody's sick and tired of hearing the CEO talk about the same two customers that they've befriended early on in the journey. You should be thinking about every month, there should be different customer stories. Every week, there should be different customer highlights of the week or downlights of the week where there's shit blew up, shit fell apart, things were a big problem. Maybe it was an immediate churn. Maybe it was an immediate explosive account. You have to socialize this stuff, right? And then lastly, taking the time to make sure that you do have a few guys and gals that are knighted to be on your VOC task force. If you do not have a VOC task force and you only have one or two individuals managing all this, you will only get so far, right? Finding somebody from marketing and sales, operations, customer success, finance, technology, product, bringing all of those different subject matter expertise areas around the table, that's going to be how your leadership team gets an incredible story. And that's going to be how your leadership team gets an incredible story that really begins to paint a picture for what needs to be focused on. And last thing is this, team collaboration, right? This is going to help some of the EX side at the exact same time, guys, right? It's going to literally help improve your EX at the same time. And then last thing to think about is, this is just an ongoing game. You don't do this once, set it and forget it, and it's over with. You have to think about what your controlling and monitoring plan is going to be for how you optimize your VOC reports moving forward. Always be sharpening, editing, and optimizing your VOC reports. Always be checking and rechecking the primary KPIs and performance measures that you've added into it. Then as your business, product, or service expands, pay attention to what other new metrics might be helpful for managing your customer experiences and your customer success, right? Every single month, there could be one or two new KPIs that come out of nowhere that have a ton of value or a ton of insight. Test them, vet them, see if they make sense. See if maybe it's a couple months of testing and vetting to see if it actually equals the ability of showing something really, really important. And pay attention to how other companies in different industries are constructing their VOC reporting efforts. That's this week's CX Weekly Update. A couple other quick announcements. Number one, if you like the CX Chronicles podcast, please do me a favor right this second. Go to your favorite podcast player and please follow and like the CX Chronicles podcast. I don't care if it's Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon podcast, whatever you're listening to, please take a minute to go in and leave us a review, drop a 5-star review, start following us. Make sure you're getting the updates from the CX Chronicles podcast. We have a ton of content coming down the pipeline in the upcoming months ahead. And then number two, that's super excited. We're going to be joining CX Chronicles has been invited to this year's Customer Contact Week in Las Vegas at the Caesars Forum. And we're going to be doing live shows, guys. So for any of our friends out there in the CX Nation that are going to be going to Las Vegas in June, please drop us a note today. We would love to meet you when we're out in Las Vegas. We're going to be doing a bunch of different live episodes right in the Caesars Forum with some pretty incredible customer-focused business leaders that are going to be at CCW. And we are pumped to meet with a bunch of customer-focused business leaders in Vegas, plus have a little bit of fun at the same time. That's this week's CX Weekly Update. As always, guys, thank you so much for listening to the CX Chronicles podcast. If you have any questions at all, please feel free to drop me a line at any time at adrian@cxchronicles.com or hit up our team at info@cxchronicles.com. And as always, guys, remember to make happiness a habit.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the CX Chronicles podcast. We're thrilled to have you as a part of the CX Nation, tuning into customer-focused business leaders from across the world. Be sure to check out the CXC website, and as always, find us on any of your favorite podcast players, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and more. Thanks so much for making this show a reality and being a part of the CX Nation. And as always, folks, remember to make happiness a habit.